Have you ever wondered why most of us fear change? Why, when at the peak of our career, we don't want to step down and make way for others waiting for their turn? Well, most of the time, it's our craving for more and more. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Spiritual Healing. Today, I'm going to share an enlightening piece by Dr. Pramod Pathak that will help us understand why it becomes difficult for us to get over with our achievements and how can we decide when to step down so that we have a transition that's fulfilling and content. So listen to this piece. Life is a journey. The retirement of the god of cricket, Sachin Ramesh Tendulkar, was a big news. Naturally, the news left painful memories in the minds of the vast multitude of cricket lovers for whom cricket is nothing short of religion. Well, their god had decided to call it a day. And for many, this was an unpalatable truth. But this, it has to be understood, is the biggest reality of life. That we all must retire. Everything comes to an end. That is the story of life. True, many would vouch that Tendulkar still had plenty of cricket left in him, given the way he played his final innings. But so was the case with Steve Waugh and many others. They all called quits when others thought they could have pulled on for some more time. It is here that lies the real trick. When to stop. And no one else can take this decision. Yes, it is a difficult call to take. But like in cricket, in life too, a lot depends on timing. If the timing is correct, you get accolades. But if your timing is shoddy, you exist unceremoniously. That brings us to a very important question. Why do we err in taking such crucial decisions? Why do we choose to hang around and often get the boot? The problem lies in hankering for more and more. Our inability to tame the ego, in our weakness of not letting go. Our possessiveness, be it wealth, be it fame, be it power. But the wise know when to exit. It is this decision that holds the key to grace and subsequent greatness. By realizing the temporariness of life, we can attain permanence. Temptations do come in life, and these temptations make it difficult to take objective decisions in life. But for those who can resist temptations, life can be a joy. It can lead to contentment. However, to attain this, one has to understand life first. The biggest mistake that most of us make is in misunderstanding life as a destination, because when we think so, we start suffering from strange fear, the fear of missing out. Oh, we could have done this and this and this too, had we carried on for some more time. But there's no end to this. The mind keeps on wandering and makes us wandering. It is the sheer greed, craving for something more, that stops us from stopping. The difficulty is that for most of the people, greed and motivation are synonymous. Nothing can be further from truth. Greed is the attraction towards external pleasures, while motivation is the inner drive. Classical motivation theory very clearly spells out that self-actualization is the highest need and can only be obtained after the achievement need is overcome. It is the inner satisfaction that leads to self-actualization. When one understands the meaning of life and finds it, it is the need to be what one purports to be. One fulfills the need for self-actualization after crossing the four need levels of basic, security, social, and achievement. When life becomes a destination, the search for the elusive goal continues creating dissatisfaction. But when life is a journey, we find it easier to stop as attachment to goal is not there and we know when to let go. So let's all be happy of our achievements and make way for those deserving and waiting for their turn. After all, change is the only constant in this fast-paced and changing world. I hope this provides a basic spiritual healing to your soul and you may move forward happily. Enjoy every bit and take care of yourself and everyone around you. Have a very nice day and a great week ahead.